Das Lokalmagazin live am Montagvormittag und wir begrüßen ganz herzlich unsere Gäste hier im Studio. You don't need the headphones, no. If you want to, you can, but you don't. Die Sugarfat Leopards sind jetzt da aus Australien angereist, zum ersten Mal in Europa und mit Instrumenten auch am Start. Das Studio ist voll mit 6 Leuten. Hello, pleased to meet you.
Hello.
Hello.
So which were your, well, imagination before and, well, maybe some prejudices you coming to Europe?
Well, we just thought maybe you'd be prejudiced against us because we're from Australia.
Why?
I don't know, because maybe
we found it a little difficult
with the free
finding venues. We were emailing and we're so far away, and so we didn't know what the reception would be like. But in actual fact, now that we're here and we're playing, the people have just been very engaged and very excited that we would make the journey all this way.
But you planned the tour from Australia without a booking agency. Just where did you get the venues and the addresses?
Oh, well, we've got some friends who have done this trip before. And so we've just been gathering contacts. Louise has actually been touring before with another project.
Yeah. Yeah, how do you interact with the different parts of the band? How is it? Yeah, are there any rules or any special conversation, communication?
Oh, there's definitely special communications, like there's certain movements, like Cat's ass is sometimes involved in keeping momentum, lots of dancing, maybe some flaring nostrils or winks.
There's a few essential dance moves that we use in some of the songs. So you can come along. We can teach you tonight if you come along.
Mm. And it's the disco part of the dancing.
Yeah.
Comes from.
It's all of it, really.
Yeah. One of the first songs we started playing together was the Boogaloo, which is another dance move. Which is really quite easy. You just you step out one leg, and as you put your weight onto it, your leg goes floppy, and then you can kick the other one out, and that's probably like the style of music boogaloo, but that dance move I think is more 60s.
Bump into each other in a fun way.
Like wrestling.
But Steph is the lead singer, so she does some dynamic things that we never know. It's always very live. It's always very fun to be a part of, because we never know what might happen. We've been playing a new song that we've never played in Australia, and that just has a different energy that the crowd seems to pick up on, and that feeds back into us, and the room just becomes more and more excited and energized.
Well, we just started writing that song and we're now playing it just in front of German audiences, so it's being shaped by the land of Germany, so we can take that energy back to Melbourne.
The notes?
The harmony?
Yeah.
Steph writes the melody, and then she has a pretty clear idea anyway of what she wants to hear from us. Mm. So she communicates somehow what it is that she wants, and we just kind of...
Yeah, we feel it out over rehearsals, and we try it out. We try out lots of different things. But always there's kind of an underlying idea of what it needs to be, and then we really just tweak it and work it and tweak it and work it and get the harmonies right. And sometimes that involves the guitar player to help us to find, you know, melodies. It often becomes like a whole group experience, actually, when we're working out the harmonies.
Like do a siren and stuff.
Oh yeah, and going like this.
But I think what makes them special is that we don't sit and listen to soul records and go, right, okay, this is how we play soul, or, how do we play disco? It's more like smelling the music, or...
None of us live off music, unfortunately, though we spend maybe a full-time week sometimes working on music, you know, outside of when we have to work, our evenings or weekends are...
Yeah. And it seems to be really a funny affair, so you seems to laugh a lot, and you keep that on stage also?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We just have a lot of fun with each other as people. It seems to make no sense at all to go up on stage and stop having fun.
But some bands, they get serious if they get on stage.
Well, that happens a lot.
Because they have to focus, concentrate, but you...
I'm serious.
Yeah. They're pretty nice costumes. And then also once we had this really good gig, we went on the TV for a comedy gala. And actually Carrie works at this costume shop, and the owner of the shop, Rose Chong, made us matching gold outfits. So could wear either of them tonight.
But it's hot.
Yeah,
it's hot. Also very hot.
Naked with body paint.
So also naked with and glitter. Paint. Mostly, yeah, just inspired by... the sweet things.
And the moon.
And the moon, yeah.
And love.
And dancing.
And dancing. There's a song about Louise. There's a song about Carrie. There's a song about another friend of ours called Sabina that's also about the Great Barrier Reef, which we all love and would like to protect.
Nature definitely features quite a bit.
And dancing. But the moon, there's always something about the moon in Steph's lyrics. I'm a big, big fan of Steph's lyrics.
So, yes, we really want to come back to Europe and do a massive tour of Germany.
And get a tour manager and a real drum kit.
And a real bus.
And play in festivals, all the summer festivals everywhere, Croatia, Budapest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, right, that sounds good.
Still a lot to discover, yeah.
Right. And we're going to buy a massive bus, yeah?
Yeah. In Australia.
We're going to buy a bus. We're going to deck it out, everything.
With decoration
the
and...
the leopards need.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And hit the road.
Yeah. There's a lot of small towns in Australia too that would be nice to visit.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a lot of big distances.
Too far.
So, thanks a lot for being here.
Thank you, Matze.
Thank you, Community
Radio.
Thanks.
Das war das Lokalmagazin live am Montagvormittag und dann nochmal in der Wiederholung am Dienstagmorgen. Sugar Fat Leopards am Montagabend in der Hausbar der Münzgasse 13. Konzertbeginn gegen 22 Uhr. Wir sind am Freitag wieder für euch da. Dann auch mit einem Musiker. Da kommt dann Danny irgendwas. Wie heißt er nochmal? Hier ist er. Lenny Zuber bringt sein Album demnächst raus. Und wir haben hier nochmal ein Song aufliegen von dem aktuellen Album von Sugar Fat Leopard Sweet Spots. Und daraus gibt es den Opener Ghost of Disco. Danke fürs Zuhören. Macht's gut. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao.
Ciao. Ciao. Ciao. Tschüssi. Tschüss.